everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week, we are following up from last week, which was all about fear and uncertainty. And this week, we're going to be talking about pain. Talk about pain, why would we bring up this subject? It's painful, it's uncomfortable. Or can we use it to serve us? Well, here's what I've learned over the years. Pain, there's you got to differentiate two things here, pain and suffering. Pain is something that happens momentarily, meaning you might be walking down the street near a baseball game, and all of a sudden you hear a huge roar of the crowd, and you look over just in time to see the home run ball come flying over the fence and whap, smack you right in the arm, and you go, ow, it hurts. Now that pain and black and blue welt that's about to occur on your arm, that's pain. Now here, let's differentiate. If 3 months later, you're still walking around saying, oh my gosh, because that baseball hit me in the arm, that's why I don't have the love of my life. Because that baseball hit me in the arm, that's the pain that caused me to lose my job. Because, no, unless you're a fine watch creator or an artist that now you can't move your arm or something, what's interesting is you're now allowing suffering to occur. Suffering is what you mentally or emotionally attach to an event that allows a moment of pain to prolong itself into the future. If you want to think about this really simply, pain is the momentary situation that happened. Someone dumps you, you lose the job, the deal doesn't come through, you don't get the deal you wanted, you don't get the raise or the bonus, or you get fired. Something happens, it's painful, it goes, ouch, that hurts. Yet, for that to keep hurting for a week, for a month, even for an entire day, that's the meaning you've associated to the situation that you're allowing to repeat itself again and again and again. Now, here's what generally happens. I'll show you how it goes. Let's say you have a bad day and you lose out on a deal, you lose a couple customers, and you get in a fight at home with your significant other. Now, someone says, how you doing? You say, horrible. Why? Everything in my life is a disaster right now. Really? Can't you tell me at least one thing that's going good in your life right now? No, nothing is. Now, let's pause right here and look at the exaggerations of language. What's going wrong in your life? Everything's a disaster. Really? Stop right in this moment and challenge that thought. Everything's a disaster. Every single thing in your entire life is a disaster. Can you still see? Yes. Can you still breathe? Yes. No, but you know what I mean. Just my whole life's a freaking disaster. Everything. Do you have family members that support you? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Do you live in a free place where you have the options of choices in your life? Yes. Do you have the ability to educate yourself online with the internet or with books at the library? Yes. So everything in your life is horrible, or are you over-exaggerating? Maybe there's like five important things that are going bad, but everything isn't bad. So if you catch yourself right there and challenge the thought of everything's going wrong. Now, there's a lady named Byron Katie who created something called The Work. You can see it at thework.com or download our worksheet. We'll give you an example here on our blog. And in The Work, she asks a few questions. If you have a belief that says everything in my life is screwed up, challenge it. Challenge it by saying, first question, is that true? Now your brain might go, yes. Or it might go, I don't know. Is it true all the time, everywhere, no matter what, that everything in your life is screwed up? And you go, not really, not everything all the time, everywhere, in every situation. Okay, well, here's a question. Who are you when you believe that to be true? Are you the best, most passionate, determined, focused, you know, resilient version of yourself? Or are you a frustrated, hurt, sad, you know, wimpy, beat up version of yourself? Great, probably not the best version. Who would you be without this thought? Meaning if this thought didn't exist, if everything in your life wasn't screwed up, who would you be without it? You'd be free, you'd be alive, you'd be focused, determined, excited, passionate, curious, all kinds of great states. Great. Now the final step, turn it around. Find a reciprocal. Maybe it's as simple as not everything in my life is screwed up right now. Maybe it's, you can take it as far as there's a lot of things good in my life right now and a couple bad things. You could reverse it however you like, but all of a sudden you release yourself from that thought and turn it around and find a reciprocal to now use as the replacement thought. Here's the next part. If I were to go to the next statement, so the first statement you made was everything in my life is horrible. Go to the next statement. Nothing in my life is great. Nothing in my life is good. Really? Nothing in your life is good? Come on, come up with 10 things in your life that are actually pretty good compared to the rest of the world. Are you living on less than $2 a day? Or if you're watching a video like this, I'm guessing you have access to the internet, which has more education at the fingertips of your body than even the richest, most powerful kings and pharaohs of decades ago even had. Do you have access to clean water? Do you have access to food? Do you the simple things, if you focus on that, it's like, wow, a lot of stuff in my life is going really, really well, even though a couple things are off track. And it starts to shift how you feel, not just focus on the positive, but literally readjust the way your mind is repetitively using thoughts. To go back to what we talked about last episode, we have on average 60,000 thoughts a day. 95% of those thoughts are generally the same as the day before. What am I gonna wear? How do I feel? Am I hungry? Is this over yet? Stuff like that. And 80% of those, according to research, are negative thoughts. So that means you gotta fight upstream like a salmon swimming upstream to create some automatic positive thoughts. Automatic positive thoughts come through consistently reframing and reconditioning your mind to focus on what's great in your life instead of what's wrong with your life. It's as simple as that, very, very simple, but it's catching yourself saying, everything's wrong with my life. No, two things are bad right now. Everything else is great with my life. One thing is upsetting me, everything else is fine. And just by saying that, it releases the over-exaggeration of negativity and the under-exaggeration of positivity. On the reverse, you over-exaggerate the positive and kind of limit the negative stuff, and it gives you a more resilient mindset. It's not creating a false reality, it's retraining yourself to focus on the good stuff first, and once you feel strong, resilient, confident, painless, then you take on the hard stuff and you come from a much stronger mental, emotional, physical, spiritual place. Here's the other thing. There's a book called The Tools, and in this book, the authors recommend, they're psychologists and therapists, they recommend taking pain, and normally what happens is, let's say there's a cloud of pain right in front of you. Normally, you go to go walk towards the result you want on the other side, you get close to the pain, you go, ooh, and you back away. You get close to it, you go, ooh, back away. What they say is use the pain. Meaning, look at the painful event that's standing between you and the outcome you want. Walk towards it and start chanting in your head, I love pain, I love pain, I love pain. Pain and me are one, pain and I are one, pain and I are one. I love pain, I love pain, I love pain. Charge right into it, and what happens is the cloud soaks you in, you're part of it, and poof, it spits you out the other side, and now you're at the freedom you always dreamed of. Now you get the freedom to do what you want to do by charging through the pain. I think one of my favorite quotes, it comes from the movie We Bought a Zoo. They say all it takes is 20 seconds of insane courage to turn your life into what you want it to be. If you have pain, if you have frustration, if you have fear standing in your way, use that thought from the book called The Tools. Charge into the pain, say, I love pain, I love pain, I love pain. 20 seconds of insane courage and boom, you're on the other side. Welcome to freedom. So there's a handful of tools here. Make sure to go to our blog, download the worksheet for this week. We have them all listed there. And I hope this is useful. If you found it useful or you want more like this, make sure to subscribe to our channel. Join us on Facebook for daily chats just like this. And download the worksheet, then click share and find someone else that might need it too. Anyways, I hope you liked this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it's useful. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.